Matthew chapter 13, if you have your Bibles, verse number 1.
Yes.
The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Amen. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. I want you to notice this. And the fowls came and devoured them up.
Yes, sir.
Some fell upon stony places,
uh-huh.
where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. Amen. Verse 6. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Amen. Verse number 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. I want you to look at this. Wow. Well, this right here is what you call reaping, Brother Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Some 100-fold.
Yeah.
Woo, glory to God. That's 1,000%.
Woo.
Isn't that good reaping?
Yes.
Some 60-fold. Hallelujah. And some 30-fold. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord here today, tonight. Amen. I'd like to look here at this sower. The Lord help us. Amen. The truths that are revealed here in this parable. Amen. First, we must look at the task of the sower. Amen. Brother Shoecraft touched on this some down to ministers' conference. Really touched my heart. Amen. The sower, amen, in this parable is a farmer who was sowing the seed uh-huh. into the fields. And according to Jesus and Jesus' interpretation of this parable, amen, the sower sows the word of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. The sower pictured in this parable is a reference to Jesus.
Amen.
And by extension to all those who preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sowing the seed tonight.
Right. Yes.
Woo. Brother Lonnie was up here a while ago. Amen. Sowing the seed.
Yeah.
I was back there trying to get ready just a few moments ago and heard Brother George testifying. Amen. About the Lord. He is sowing the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to sow the seed of the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. The same is true with the seed of this gospel message.
Yes, sir.
It is sown into a field of the world with the prayer that it will fall upon good hearts. Amen. Take root and grow up to produce much fruit to the glory of God. Amen. There are hearts in this room right here tonight. Amen. That fit the very categories that Jesus spoke about. I don't know about you, but I want to have a soft heart, don't you? That will hear and mark up to the word of God. Amen. Some people hear the word of God and they say, I've never in 1,000 years mark up to that. Amen. Well, that's the difference. Amen. Of that old stony heart that you have and a soft heart.
That's
amen.
Right.
That's been prepared and cultivated. Hallelujah. I'm not a big time gardener. We garden some. Amen. Usually I help Brother Charlie, and he might disagree with some of it. I help him a little bit. Amen. We'll get the ground tilled up, try to get the weeds and the grass out of it. And sometimes I work enough to help him get it in the ground, but then he's got it from there because then I get busy mowing. Amen. Glory to God. But to grow a garden, it takes a lot of work, don't it?
Right. Yeah.
Great God. Amen.
Come on.
And you can't go out there and plant the, you don't want to go out and buy expensive corn and green beans and spend a lot of money on seed and go out there and throw it on the hard ground. Glory to God. Amen. You don't even want to get out there, Brother Earl, and just barely till it up and leave all them weeds and grass and all that, all them weed stuff to grow up in and throw your seed in the midst of all that. Oh, no. Amen. You want to try to cultivate that up and get some good soil to plant the seed. Amen. Amen. So this sower has a task ahead of him. Amen. To sow the word of God. Amen. The farmer in our parable, it was his job to get the seed in the ground. Amen. Great God. Of old times, they didn't have southern states. Amen. To go down and buy your seed at. Glory to God. Brother Tommy's dad gave me some Logan Giant bean seed that I've had for several years. Amen. And what you got to do, you got to wait till the end of the season. and let them beans dry on the vine, turn yellow. Amen. Go out and get them. Finally, after they turn yellow and kind of get tough, and pick them off the vine, Brother Earl, and then let them sit out in the sun for a couple of days and dry out real good and hold them beans out. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? Be honest with you, the first time Brother Wayne, Brother Tommy's dad told me all about this, I thought, well, they'll never grow again. Sit on that vine, wilt up, turn yellow, dry them out in the sun for a day or two, hold them out, put them in a jar, and put them in the refrigerator. And I thought to myself, them beans will never grow. Hallelujah. But you know what happened? That next year when it got growing season and we got that soil just how it needed to be and we throw them old beans in the ground, it wasn't long, Brother George, them beans popped up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know why? Because we were sowing the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, it's important to sow the seed, ain't it?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. The task of the sower is, and Brother Shoecraft, help me on this, Brother Earl. A lot of times when we plant the seed and we don't see the results that we wish we would see, it gets us discouraged. Hallelujah. You ever really worked and tried to win a soul? Had a burden for somebody and you really pushed and prayed, tried to get that particular individual saved, and it seemed like the harder you prayed, the worse off shape they got.
Amen.
The harder you really sought God to save them and get a hold of their heart, amen, the further in the far country they went. Come on now. Amen. But oh, I'd like to tell you here today, if you get too caught up on all the seeds that don't grow, amen, it'll hinder your work for God.
Amen.
That's what Brother Shukra, I know that's a simple thought, but I never really thought about that.
Amen.
A lot of times we spend more time thinking about the seed that didn't make it. Amen. Brother Shoecraft said only 25% of the seed actually grew and prospered. Amen. But the growing is not up to us. Hallelujah. Amen. The farmer, Brother George, can go out. He can have the finest seed in the world and put it in the ground. But once it gets in that ground, there's not a thing you can do about it. Come on now. Amen. All you can do is pray that God will send the rain and send the sun. All you can do is pray and say, God, will you give me an increase of this seed that I sowed in the ground? And I come to tell and try to encourage somebody right here tonight. Amen. All you can do is plant the seed and then pray that God give the increase. Amen. Amen. That is the task of the sower. Amen. The seed, great God. The farmer, amen. Next, there's that. This sower, amen. Oh, he had great intentions. Go out and plant that seed. Amen. Oh, yes, but the sower also has an investment. Amen. This, the farmer must give something away before he can ever expect to receive something in return. He takes the precious seed that he saved. Amen. That thing that he spent a lot of time on, like I just said, hauling them beans out. That investment that he's laid up. Come on now.
Yeah.
He takes that and he gives it to the Lord, if you will. And I come to serve notice to the devil tonight. I'd like to encourage every preacher in this house. I'd like to encourage every saint of God in this house tonight. Don't let the devil tell you what you're doing. It's not worth it to God. Don't let the devil tell you. Come on. I don't keep records, Brother Earl, near like I should. I don't know how many miles I've traveled going to church, going to youth camps, going to revivals, going to camp meetings. But sometimes the devil will whisper in your ear and say, hey, son, amen, you're just wasting your time. Oh, no, devil, I'm not wasting my time. Amen. If I'm preaching or if I'm not preaching, amen, I'm getting something from the Lord, amen, and from the glory of God. I'm taking my kids down to camp meeting. I'm taking my kids, brother, down to youth camp. Amen. The devil said, you're just wasting your time. Oh no, devil, I'm doing what the word of God said. I'm sowing the seed. I'm believing in the gospel. I'm training up my children in the way that they should go. That one of these days, amen, come on, that they won't depart. Amen. God. Somebody said, if that child walks away from the Lord, then you did something wrong. I come to tell you 1,000 times, no. I hope my girls and my boys never walk away from the Lord. I hope, Brother Earl, that they never backslide. But if there comes a day believe God for the increase. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. I got to move over here.
Yes, Lord.
I'm just going to have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Come on. Hey, God in heaven. Let me tell you something.
Bless you,
Lord. You'll trust God and believe God, not only will God, does God promise to bless you, He promises to bless your children.
Amen.
And He promises to bless your children's children. Yeah. I brought this out in the past. But when God got ready to build the temple in the Old Testament, thank God, you know who He chose? They chose a man by the name of, amen, Bezalel. Remember that name? You know why? Amen, because his grandfather, amen's name was Hur. Hey God, I preached one time, we need more men like Hur. Besides, his name was spelled H-U-R. Amen, Hur appeared on the pages of the Word of God. Amen. When Moses and Israel was out there fighting the enemy. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Israel began to get defeated. When Moses got so tired of the George that his arms began to fall.
Amen.
And there was a man by the name of Aaron, which is very well known. But a man appeared out of nowhere by the name of Hur. And Hur held up the arms of the man of God and admits so much to God that God never forgot about it. Hey, Hur had a son, and her son had a son. The grandson of Hur was a man by the name of Bezalel. And God said, because you held up the arms of the man of God, I had forgot about you, Hur. Hey, I come to tell us tonight, don't quit sowing. The devil says, just give up. Just quit. It ain't worth it. I come to shout it in the mouth of hell.
Bless
right
you,
here
Lord.
Tonight. It's worth every mile.
That's right.
It's worth every sermon. It's worth every song to sow the seed of the gospel.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Oh,
amen. That sower has an investment. That's what the heavenly, amen. That's what the heavenly sower did. Jesus gave his all to the gospel. Amen. That there might be a gospel seed to even be cast into a human heart. He died upon the cross and he rose again the third day, literally giving everything. Come on now. Hey, God in heaven, knowing that some would fall upon the good soil. Amen. But he knew this, that there would be a great harvest would come back. And that's what I come to tell you tonight. Yeah, I believe sometimes we're doing a little bit better than what the devil wants us to think we are. I think sometimes, Brother Earl, amen, we're a little bit more prosperous than what the devil's making you think. Thank God. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, people's watching your life more than you think they are. People's paying attention. That testimony is greater than what you think it is. Keep on living right. Keep on sowing the seed. Keep on living for God. Keep on raising them children. Keep on, sir, playing that instrument. Keep on, ma'am, singing that song. Hey, I come to tell us, God is keeping record.
Some of you ought to have said amen by now.
Yes,
some of you done ought to have your hands raised. Praising the Lord by now. If anybody ought to be sitting there all quiet wore out, it ought to be me. But no. Amen. And old Brother Bonnie said, he's done too much for me. He saved me. He pulled me out of hell. He put me on the straight and the narrow. I'm in the house of the Lord on a Thursday night. My family's saved. I'm preaching the gospel. Great God in here. God's been good to me. Hey, I come. God, church, I've been too good to you.
Amen.
Woo!
Come on.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I really needed a couple verses.
Lord,
so Tom, give me John 6 and 37. And keep it there because I need one later. But Tommy, give me Acts 16 and 31. Woo, some more of you get your Bibles. I got a few more later. Then we'll be done. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, literally giving his all, knowing, amen, that some seed would fall upon the good soil. Amen. And that there would be a great harvest would come back. Jesus, amen, glory to God, gave his all for you and for me so that we might have a gospel to believe in. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. I don't think there's no preachers in here this silly, but don't get around to preaching on silly things. I've heard a lot of preachers, amen, they get off, boy. I've heard preachers burn other preachers up for taking notes and using notes. And I know some do and some don't. Amen. I've got to have them to keep my mind straight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But one can't meet one old preacher, got up and burn all them preachers up. Amen. You don't need to use them notes. And then another preacher got up and said, thank God Paul used notes, or I wouldn't have nothing to preach from. People get so caught up on silly things. Amen. But great God, I'm glad Jesus gave everything he had so that I could even have a gospel to believe in. Come on now. I said Jesus gave everything that I could have a gospel. And I come to tell you tonight, you need to learn to give everything. You need to learn to lay your life down on the line and be a sower for the kingdom. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Great God. The message we preach, that I preach, that most free gospel, free Pentecostal holiness churches preach, amen, is the free gift of salvation.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Woo, come on now. I don't believe in predestination.
No,
I don't believe in a preset God. I don't believe that God, amen, had already had it said, amen, that this was going to go to heaven, this was going to go to heaven.
No.
Amen, I don't believe that.
No.
Amen. Some of them preach that you're sealed. Yeah, I believe you're sealed once you're saved.
Yeah.
Come on now. He can seal you with a good Holy Ghost, and you won't want to turn around to the world.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get into all that. But what I'm trying to tell you is, I believe in the free, amen, gospel of salvation.
Right.
I believe that whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I don't care if you got $1 million or if you're $1 million in debt. That don't mean nothing to God.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. An old poor, wretched man, a lot of times is way more apt to call upon the Lord for help. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is, have you asked the Lord to forgive you of your sin?
Amen.
Have you been blood washed? Amen. Good God, as my family would say, hey, I go home with Earl, they call me a city slicker. But everybody down here says I talk like a country boy, but they call it blood washed. Have you been blood washed? Glory to God. Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? I come to tell us, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I knelt down in an altar of prayer and I said, Lord, would you forgive me of my sin? Let me tell you something. Right here it is. Right here is the story of the sower. Amen. The man could sow the seed and throw it in the ground, but that's all he could do. It takes the Lord, great God, to make a seed grow. It takes God to save a soul and set him free from sin. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
What can? Somebody help me. I'm bad with songs.
Wash away my sin.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can? What does make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make that seed grow? Nothing but the power of God. Somebody said, I don't understand that. Yeah, that's why it's hard for the college professor to be saved. They want to understand everything. It takes faith to be saved. It takes an old wretch that's on alcohol. It takes an old wretch that spends all his money down at the gambling hall. It takes an old wretch that took on pornography and the things of this world to fall in an altar and say, God, I've made a mess of it. But Lord, I pray that you forgive me. And when you get to that place and trust God, great God, he can save you from.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. All right. The free gospel. The free gift of salvation.
Come on.
Testament of Tom John, 6:37. Listen to this. You figure it out for yourself.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Come on. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out.
That's right.
The drunkard, the whoremonger, the adulterer.
Yeah.
Come on, brother. Amen. And I'm not here trying to open up a can of worms, but they brought that woman caught in the very act of adultery to Jesus. And they already had her stoned. Let me tell you something. A lot of people already has you gone.
Amen.
A lot of people already has you no hopeless. With no hope. Thank God she is caught in the very act of adultery. Amen. And the man she was with wasn't even her husband. And Jesus said she already had five more. And thank God they already had her stoned. They already said there's no way for this woman to be saved. But thank God I come to tell us about one that can wash the sins of an adulterer away. I come to tell us about one that can wash the sin of a murderer away. I come to tell us about one tonight. Thank God that can save the vilest of sinners. There's nothing too hard for my God.
I ain't got time to preach it all out.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
He can save a murderer.
Yeah. Man. Yes. Yes.
He can save a thief.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo! Thank God in heaven.
Right.
Oh, yes, Brother Tommy. Amen. Thank God. Tell us, amen, what the Acts 16:31 says.
And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house.
Woo! Right here's the key.
Yeah, it is.
It's a simple verse, but it's powerful. You got to believe.
Yeah.
On the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You can't believe in your own power. You can't believe in your own job.
Wow.
You can't believe in your own ability. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And thou shalt be saved.
Wow.
Amen. Hey, I like to settle this right here.
Amen.
Thank God in heaven. I said I like to settle this right here. I like to shout this. Amen. On the most watched news station. I like to shout this. Across every radio wave in America, the blood plus nothing saves a man or woman, boy or girl. You can't add anything to the blood of Jesus Christ to be saved. You can't add good works. You can't add baptism. You can't add communion. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ saves a man.
People get so caught up.
Yes, sir.
And adding things.
Yes, sir.
Don't make it harder than what it really is.
Yeah. Thank
Brother
you, Lord.
It only takes the blood.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
Somebody said you got to be baptized.
I think you ought to be baptized.
Right.
I'm not diminishing baptism. Well, Lonnie, you get saved. You go to church for 10 years and don't get baptized, there's a problem.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Come on.
What about that thief on the cross? He didn't have a chance to get baptized.
That's right.
I believe he's in heaven.
Amen.
Yes.
Why? Why is that thief in heaven?
Come on, brother.
Amen. There ain't but one reason why that thief's in heaven.
Come on.
Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Woo! Amen. Because of the world of the blood of Jesus Christ. You remember when Israel was down in Egypt and the plagues were being poured out and it got to the last of the 10 plagues. Amen. The plague of the firstborn. Amen. And they said to told Israel, amen, to slay, amen, that animal and get that blood and wipe it on the doorpost. Hey, God. And that night, the death angel came roaring through Egypt, killing every boy, amen, killing the firstborn of every family. Hey, and you know what happened? It got down there to them Jewish houses where the blood was on the door. Amen, it was a picture of Jesus Christ and his shed blood. In the Old Testament, every single year, they had to slay a lamb, and they would go down to the temple, and the priest would go in, amen, to the Holy of Holies.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Wow. Man, I feel like retired.
Oh, come on. Bless him, Lord.
Brother George, he had tied them bells and pomegranates around him.
Yeah.
And they tie a rope around him.
Right.
And that priest would go into the Holy Holy. Nobody could go in there.
Right. Come on.
You had to have a priest stand between you and God.
Right.
That priest would take your sin and go into that holy place
right.
and ask God for forgiveness.
Right.
Amen. Put old red blood on the doorpost. Amen. Down there in Egypt was a representation of what was to come. Hey, God. Amen. The blood on the doorpost. That old death angel. Amen. Came down into Goshen that night. And you know what happened? He saw the blood and he passed on by. Hey, I come to tell us that's what happens this very day. Amen. That angel sees the blood and he just passes us by. Great God. Hey, I come to tell us that's the only way a man can be saved is by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God.
Woo!
Yeah. Come on.
I don't think there's no substitute.
No.
No, sir.
Brother Tommy preached a great message one time.
Thank
about that
Lord.
Crack on Golgotha. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And that blood ran down Calvary's cross. Amen. I've always believed this. And I believe it right now. I didn't know about the crack.
Come on.
Amen. But they said they had that mercy seat down there.
Yeah.
And that blood ran down and dripped on the mercy seat. I didn't know that.
Come on.
Amen. But I've always believed that the blood's on the mercy seat right now.
Right.
Come on now. Hey. I said I believe right. that this very moment the blood of Jesus Christ is on the mercy seat of heaven. Oh. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because it's the only way.
Thank
a man
you.
Can be saved.
Glory.
Let's move on here.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, Brother Tom. Go ahead and get me before I move on. John 6 and 47.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
Yep.
Here's that word again.
Yes.
He that believeth on me.
Yep.
That's everlasting life.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to believe on him.
Right.
I ain't going to believe on Muhammad.
No, sir.
Woo. Yeah. I was there in Hospital Day, and this old lady, she's a Baptist lady. I didn't have her. I had B-Med. It's weird how they do that. One nurse has A-Med, and another nurse has B-Med. I hate that, because most of the time I'm in there way more than the other nurse, and I'm doing for both anyhow. And this old lady, boy, she laid there. She got some man. She lived somewhere way up around Williamson. And she's ready to get out of there, and it was raining, and she was nervous. She wasn't going to be able to get home. She started getting aggravated. Her son came. He was a Church of God preacher. And she said, my husband was a Baptist preacher. I said, wow, that's quite a mixture. Your husband pastored a Baptist church, and her son pastors the Church of God, Chandler Roy Church of God. Amen. And we got to talk a little bit. Woo. Amen. And she got so frustrated, she went out there to the desk and told every one of them. She said, this is silly that y'all can't let me out here. She said, that doctor done came a long time ago and released me, and this is ridiculous. I'm old, and I got 2 hours to drive. She said, I'm walking out of here. I never seen an 80-year-old lady get that fired up. She is ready to go. But she told me, in the midst of all this, she said, you seen that little old doctor? She said, I could go. I said, which doctor is that? She said, that Muslim doctor. Amen. That old woman doctor, she had her head all wrapped up. All you can see is her eyes. Amen. And it got me to thinking about all the different. I looked at that doctor. She walked down that hall. Amen. I don't know why they live, how they live. They tell me they pray more than anybody. They go down that weeping, wailing wall, and they pray and they pray and they pray. But the problem is, they believe on the wrong God. Amen. Muhammad ain't alive. Buddha's not alive. Confucius is not alive. William Branham was only a man. But I come to tell you, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only is he alive, he's at the right hand of the throne of God this very day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
I hate to work too hard, Brother Tommy. I mean, it's one in my notes. Get me over in 1 John. somewhere down around 2 and 22. You know that you'll see it when you read it. Amen. It's very dangerous, Brother Earl. Amen. To believe in a lopsided God and a lopsided doctrine. Yeah. Come on now. I had three more pages to get to. But right here is very important. We're going to take our time and get this before we move on. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. And I believe in God the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I don't believe in a three-headed monster. I believe that God the Father has a Son. Amen. And His name is Jesus.
Right.
Hey, what's His name?
Jesus.
Woo! I said, I believe God has a Son. And His name is Jesus. You can go to the book of Genesis. I think it is about the second verse or third verse in the book of Genesis. Amen. That the Spirit of God moved upon the deep. So from the very start, we had the Father. You can go to, amen, Galatians or Philippians that said Jesus Christ, amen, there was nothing made that was not made by Christ. So that means that when God spoke into nothing from the very start, Jesus was there by His side. Amen. And the Spirit of God moved on the deep. So all the way back from the book of Genesis, you have God the Father, God the Son. Amen. And by the third verse, God the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
yes, sir.
And if you don't believe that God is a Father and that He has a Son and His name is Jesus Christ, amen, and the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? It's the Spirit of God. It's how God moves and operates in the world.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, by His Spirit.
That's right.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
God speaks to the blind man and he receives his sight. How is that? Through the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot. Has anybody in this house ever been healed?
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Look at this. I guess a good percentage. Look like 60, 70% of this house raised their hand. How did that happen? I tell you, the Lord healed me. I guess one of the first times He healed me when I was a little boy, when He was about to amputate my knee.
Yeah.
I had a rare bone disease, osteochondritis. I had a bone in my right knee was deteriorating. Wore a cast for like a year, long time. Amen. Sent me to all kinds of doctors. Finally, they said, we're going to send you down to Nuke. Amen. Said, you see that doctor? And if he says he can't do nothing, we're going to set you up for amputation. Above my knee down. Amen. My mom got to crying. I still remember it. I was about 9 or 10 years old. They got me in an altar prayer. And Brother Earl, amen, I'd say most of them people in that house didn't have a high school diploma, but they knew how to touch God. Hallelujah. They cried and they prayed over me that night. My mom never shouted. She just stood there, tears running down her face, and she said, God has done something for my boy this night. And you know what happened? She took me back to Princeton, back to that doctor that signed off, and said, I've done everything that I can do. And she said, before I go to Duke, I want another set of tests. I want more x-rays or CAT scans. I can't remember what they did 30 years ago. Hey, that doctor cussed and said, I don't want to do it. And she said, I don't want to go to Duke until you do do it.
He said, why you want all this done?
That's right.
She said, I'll tell you why. This was an African doctor. Believed, I don't even know what he believed. He didn't believe in Jesus because when my mom said, the Lord has healed my son, and I want proof of it before I go all the way down there, he said, God, don't do stuff like that. Well, they did all kinds of x-rays and all that stuff. Later that evening, I'd never been called into the doctor's actual office. He called us back to his desk, and he had them old back to the old time when he put stuff up on the x-ray. You can see the mom. He said, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you. The same guy that cussed and slammed that stuff down on the desk. And he said, I don't know what to tell you. All I know to do right here is a knee that needs amputated. Right here's a knee. Amen. That's dead. Amen. Rotten, deteriorating bones. He said, but right here is a brand new knee. Oh, you're not come too late. How did that happen? I tell you how it happened. God was sitting on His throne. Jesus was at the right hand, the propitiator, and He spoke through the power of the Holy Ghost, and it came down and overshadowed me. Like He did Mary. Great God in heaven. And God heal me. Hey, I come to tell us there's a Father and a Son and a Holy Ghost.
Wow.
Amen.
I'm already out of time.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a treasure.
Yes.
There's the task of the sower. There's the treasure of the seed. The seed is the word of God.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Every one of you can't preach.
Amen.
Every one of you can't sing.
Come on,
every one of you can't play an instrument. But every one of you can carry the seed.
Amen.
That's good. That's great.
I love Brother Tommy talking about soul winning, witnessing. Every one of you can get some gospel tracts and put them on a buggy in Walmart.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's easy.
Every one of you can stop and throw some seeds, some gospel seeds, gospel tracts. In a tractor supplier, wherever you go, you can drop some. Leave them on a restaurant. You go out and even leave one or two of them, put your tip money in it, and leave it on a table.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I heard a fella say a while back, said, you know all that junk mail they send you in the mail? Amen. He said a good way to get rid of that junk mail, put a gospel tract in it. They always send you a prepaid postage envelope, gets you a tract, and put it in that pre-post envelope and send it back. He said, somebody's going to get that.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glory to
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Treasure of the seed. Jesus identifies the seed as the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got to hurry here. And when the farmer walked up to his field with the seed, in his bag, he held it in his hand, genuine treasure, and he cast that treasure, amen, into that soil. I didn't even have time to get into the four different soils. Wow. Aren't you glad that Jesus, 2,000 years ago, came to give us the seed of the gospel?
Thank God. Amen. Thank God.
Jesus cast the seeds of the gospel into the winds of the world.
Oh.
He did so with the sure knowledge that it would accomplish the purpose.
Yes.
Amen. That he set out. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return. Amen. And to me void. I love this scripture. When I come to this pulpit, and sometimes I leave and I feel like I flopped. Preachers use this. I've used it many times. Amen. God said his word would not return
void. Right. Yes, sir.
But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. God's gospel will get to purpose. It will get to job.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It may not be like we thought. Don Rich said in that revival he got saved. I'm done. Let's stand. In that revival that he got saved in.
Yeah, blessed Lord.
Tom, he said everybody thought it was a flop of a revival. Only one little old boy got saved. Young man got saved.
Yeah.
And everybody thought, wow, we didn't have a very good revival. This, you're talking about probably back in the 60s and 70s, way back.
Speed of God.
Back then, boy, they really had people get saved.
Yeah.
So when they only had one get saved, that probably wasn't a great revival. But guess what? God said his word would never return. That one soul, Brother Earl, has won thousands. That one soul, Brother George, that you win can go out and win others. And others and others. That's how it works. That's how the gospel works.
Hallelujah to God.
Reach who you can.
Amen.
Preach who you can. Sing how you can.
Thank
you. Do God's will and God's work how you can.
Bless hallelujah. Be the name of the Lord my God.
Pray with me here while they're getting a song. Lord, I thank you for the service tonight.
Lord, I love you.
I have much more to preach, but I got a little sidetracked here, Lord. But I feel like I preached what you'd have me to here.
Lord, I love you and I praise you.
God, I'm looking out at a crowd on Thursday night. There's a lot of seed sowers in this house right here tonight.
You give us to sow.
Lord, if they'll just learn to believe.
Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Believe in you, Lord, and believe in your power. Know that you're able, God, to do all things. Lord, and you can work through it. You can use a little old vessel like us, God. Lord, would you build faith in this house right now? I've already preached the spoken word. Lord, I've sowed some seed right here tonight. I'm praying for you to give me the increase right here. Give us the increase, Lord. There's people in here that the devil spoke to and said what they're doing is not worth it. What they're doing is not being noted. God, I know there's see an eye in heaven right now that knows and drops down and knows everything that's done. That tear in the midnight hour, God sees that. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
I'm going to get started with that. Brother George on the back. I love Brother George. He's my buddy. Our last prayer said, if somebody would ever just feel like, well, I'm going to talk to my brother. Well, Brother George went up there to talk to his brother. Donald Bragg. Brother George went up there and talked to him up that holler way up past Milton up there. Got a hold of his heart.
Yeah.
And he got saved. It wasn't a month or two later, Donald died from cancer. I come to tell you, one soul is worth it. One soul is worth it.
And I love telling
that. Gary Bates, I love that. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Brother Tommy up there at St. Mary's, visited his uncle, died with end-stage kidney disease, wasn't it? Your uncle?
Heart trouble.
He's up there praying for his uncle in the first bed. He said, there's a fellow crying over there in the second bed over. And he said, hey, buddy, before you leave, could you pray for me?
Yeah.
He had a heart attack and they brought him back. Shot him back. He'd like to die. God's mercy, man. Tommy prayed for it. I think Gary later said he thought he felt like he got saved up there. But Brother Tommy got to tell him where our church was, and he just lived right down the road here.
A couple blocks.
Boom! Gary's, I remember first Thursday night, y'all go on Thursday night, just like tonight. Walked in that door with an old pair of jogging pants on, a white t-shirt, and from the t-shirt to his jogging pants was about four or five inches, his whole belly shining. Paint on his shirt, a pair of clogs with no socks on, it was ice cold that night.
Thank you, Lord.
Then he come up here and he got this honor and he prayed and he said, I felt like I probably got saved under in a hospital, but I wanted to make it official. He came, Brother George, did you remember him? He came for 17 months. And one time he had the flu and he couldn't make it. And the other time he had to go in for a sleep apnea test where they put you in the hospital, make you sleep, and set you up for one of the machines. And two times in 17 months he missed two services.
That's all.
I'm talking about the seed in the sower. Well, George, I run him on that church van a lot of times. Me and Sister Kathy would take turns driving that van. Every now and then I'd preach against cigarettes and the things of this whole world.
Yep.
I knew he smoked. I smelled one. Yeah. People that smoke don't think they smell like it. Boy, anyway, I was taking him home one Sunday morning after Sunday school. And he looked at me and said, Bro Jason, he said, I know you don't know it. He said, I ain't had a cigarette. I thought he said 9 or 10, 11 days.
God.
He said, boy, it's hard. But he said, I ain't had one in a long time.
Hallelujah.
I rejoiced and praised the Lord for that. It wasn't but a week or two later we dropped him off on a Sunday morning after Sunday school. I dropped him off. We had that service. Well, a few services have been anything like it. I feel like it was heaven's raining service for him that morning.
Yeah.
But anyway, since Kathy went back to get him Sunday night, would come to the door. Long story short, families finally went in there and had a key, and he laying in there dead and gone. Let me tell you something, God cares.
Amen.
Not the sinner. Praise
the
Lord.
Amen.
He done died once at first St. Mary's.
Hallelujah.
God sent a preacher in there to witness to him. Amen. Pulled him out of the fire.
Aren't you glad?
Thank you, Lord. Well, somebody raise a hand right there. Aren't you thankful that God cares about the sinner?
So thank you that you care.
Oh, God, there's some souls in the house tonight that need to get this altar and say, God, let me be a soul. God, I want to be a soul. I'm not going to listen to the devil. They tell me how unsuccessful I've been. Amen. But Lord, I'm going to get in this thing full force. I'm going to get in this thing head first. And I'm going to give you my life. And I'm going to show this thing.